Yo, what's up? B Show Wrestling Podcast. It's Dixon.
What up, what up, what up? Fancy Jay.
You ain't so fancy today.
What are you talking about? Wearing nice shorts, nice t-shirt. Wearing
the shirt that came with the hat you wore last night.
No, I'm going to be wearing that hat later today, too.
That did come with a t-shirt, though, right? It was a combo.
No, I got that at an airport.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like one of those airport gift shops.
So like, you paid like $60 for an $8 hat?
I don't know how much, but I think it was like 20, 18. It was something where I was just like, should I spend it? But then now that I did, I don't care.
Right.
I mean, most hats nowadays are like high 20s, low 30s anyway. It's ridiculous.
Nah, dude, you're shopping in the wrong hat stores. Why are you going to Lids?
No, go to Lids. Where do you, what do you get?
I have really good luck at Burlington Coat Factory and Rue 21.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you go to Burlington. But those are used hats, aren't they?
They're not used.
Oh, they're not used. I thought all that
Why
stuff...
Why would a retail store sell used hats?
I thought all
I'm
that was like hand-me-downs.
I'm not going to fucking thrifty shopper, bro.
Oh, I thought Burlington was like a hand-me-down store.
Are you retarded?
No, I never shopped there. Why would I
shop? Why?
I don't know.
You should. They sell all that weird, like...
I always associate Burlington Coat Factory with like winter gear, and I don't need winter gear.
They barely sell coats, man. Like it's like way cheaper version with a better selection than like Marshalls or TJ Maxx.
Do they even have that in California? I don't even think there is a Burlington out there.
No, they're nationwide.
Are they?
Yeah, they're even up into Canada.
All right, I'll have to check it out then. Get some. Do they have nice, cool hats though?
Yeah.
Or are they like?
It's where I got my a couple of different ones you've seen.
Yeah, there's two. Nowadays, I like simple hats, man. Same with my t-shirts. Everything's got to be so loud. Like, freaking have something on the front, the back, the sides. It's just annoying as hell. You know who's the biggest proponent of that? WWE. Their shit on there in their shop is like the loudest, most, how do I say this? White trash.
Garish
style of clothing. Their retro gear, those retro shirts that they have, those are pretty sweet. I like those. Like the simple with like the name.
I refuse to wear anything wrestling related. I feel like people just judge me, man.
Yeah, I think it depends. If you wear like a big Kaz shirt that says soft on it with like the hand, then I think people are like, who is this dude? But if you wear like a Macho Man retro style shirt, I think people are like, oh yeah, Macho Man, he's cool.
Man, or Ric Flair. I still think people judge you. Like, oh, look at that idiot that watches pro wrestling.
Yeah, but it's in the mainstream now. I don't care if people would judge me for watching pro wrestling. I just, if they're going to judge me, I want them to judge me.
It's my dirty little secret.
No, it's not. It's like, if that's your dirty little secret, then you're not very good at keeping secrets. Everybody knows you love wrestling.
I don't love it.
Everybody knows you're into wrestling.
I don't know if I would say into it.
You love it, dude.
Sorry, my wife's texting me gibberish.
What is she saying?
Something about ice cubes.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think she's referring to the tonight. Cats. I don't know. My wife has a burner phone because she refuses to sign a contract with like an actual carrier. So she has like some shit that she buys at Walmart and then pays for on like a card every month.
Oh yeah.
But it's the most unreliable shit ever, dude. Like,
does she then throw it away or does she keep the same phone?
No, it's the same phone, like a burner phone.
But then she's always got to like buy monthly plans, right,
yeah.
For the data?
Yeah.
There's a lot of like
we can sit next to each other in public, and I can send her a text message that she won't get until the next day.
Why does she use it then?
I don't want to sign a contract. And then if you don't like it and you want to get out.
Yeah, but you're on a contract.
Yeah.
So why don't you guys just do like a family pack?
Because I have like, I can put Sprint on blast, right?
Fuck yeah.
Sprint sucks. Sprint's awful. And I've been with Sprint since 2001. And the only reason I stay with Sprint is because I'm grandfathered in. They have to give me a new phone every time my contract comes around.
Yeah.
But I'm at a point now where the service is so bad that I would rather just pay for a phone.
Sprint sucks.
It's awful.
Especially in your area, man. It's just out there.
Dude, there's no cell service period where I am. So like I can't blast Sprint for that. But I can put Sprint on blast for the fact that, like, man, your system sucks.
Yeah. No, I've never been. I've
that,
never
that
heard anybody say
positive. That 1% difference that you talk about in your commercial is the biggest 1% in the history of percentages ever.
And that's after they bought AT&T.
Sprint bought AT&T?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Sprint and AT&T are on the same. Yeah.
Ugh.
They're on the same, I think.
Well, you know what's really, really sad is that, like, Cricket is the best option for me based on where I live in coverage areas because they borrow the towers. Like, there isn't, like, a specific, like, Cricket server.
Yeah.
They rent the tower space from the big carriers.
You can't get Verizon out there?
I can.
If they're cell towers?
But there's no unlimited Verizon plan, and I want unlimited.
Oh. Well, yeah, there's an unlimited plan on Verizon.
Yeah, but for two people, it's like $300. I'm not spending
it. No, I have
it
right now. They have a whole new plan now, structure where you get unlimited data, minutes, all of that, and it's actually cheaper than if you did like the 4 gigs per month.
But they slow it at a certain point.
They might, but I mean, half the time we're on Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Gotta remember, my lifestyle is way different than yours. I'm not always sitting at home on my ass, like, with fucking...
Oh, thanks.
Wi-Fi. You know what I mean? Like, I'm typically other places, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Sprint merged with DirecTV and AT&T. That's why their coverage got so much bigger, is because they incorporated the AT&T part of it.
Well, I'm going Cricket Wireless, and they're gonna give me two free phones, and it's gonna be dope. But I got to wait until like the third week of August until my stupid Sprint contract's up.
Actually, you know what? Let me rephrase that. I guess the FCC turned that down. Now it's T-Mobile and Sprint are trying to revise discussions of a potential merger. This was as of May 12th, 2017.
Nice.
Which would suck even more because T-Mobile blows.
T-Mobile is right up there with Sprint. It's like taking...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like... two James Ellsworths and trying to make like one decent worker, but it's still just not going
to
happen.
It's like a James Ellsworth and a Dean Ambrose, and then you try to merge them together to get like a freaking AJ Styles. Doesn't really work that well.
No, and you just end up with like a...
wearing jeans and t-shirts.
Yeah, you just end up with Elias Sampson instead.
Hey, he looks pretty good though.
He still wrestles in jeans.
Why is that, man? And then I've noticed like every dude wrestles in shirts now. Yeah. Or a vest. Like, almost every single guy has to wrestle that way. I don't understand that.
I think they're ashamed of their titties.
But do they have titties, or is it just, like, the style? Maybe it's because of bumps? Like, bumps and the rope and all that stuff? Maybe that helps?
No, it definitely doesn't.
No? It hurts more? Really?
It doesn't hurt more. It just doesn't hurt any less.
Oh. So, this week, we are not going to do any of our fun little... segments. We're going to get right into the fantasy booking. We're only going to do Dixon's indie promotion this week, and then next week we'll tackle mine, but we'll have a full show. Things have been a little crazy this weekend.
Somebody got the diarrhea.
Yeah, shut up. Dixon had a birthday party. He's got a work event here coming up shortly at a baseball game. I've got stuff on my plate. So, yeah, so we'll dive right into this and have some fun with Dixon's promotion and how and who he's going to crown his champions. Dixon, why don't you just go over your roster, your name, style, just in case somebody's listening to it for the first time.
All right, so my organization is Patriot Pro Wrestling. Sort of Mid-South meets the early days of ECW, right when the transition happened from Eastern Championship Wrestling to Extreme, not the later ECW that got a little too corporate. Like, we want a hard-hitting style with some international flair, based out of Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to have a Power Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion, a television champion, and tag teams, a tag team champion as well. So I'm just going to start with my tag teams.
Yeah, start wherever.
I'm taking Nick Dinsmore, who you all may know as Eugene, and Rob Conway, who were actually a fantastic tag team back in OVW early 2000s. And because they're older guys, and I don't think either of them would probably get over very well, I'm actually going to put them both under hoods. And since we're in a Southern promotion, I feel like the character-based thing would work really well. I'm going to make them heels, and they're going to be a masked tag team known as the Jersey Devils, because if there's one thing Southerners hate, it's New Yorkers and people from New Jersey.
That's true. So are they like lucha style?
No,
masks?
Just old school, like mass superstar.
Oh, okay.
You know, Mr. Wrestling, like sort of ubiquitous, just matching.
Hulk Hogan as was he?
Mr. America.
Mr. America.
No. And because both of them have gotten older and their definition has changed a little bit, I feel like people wouldn't know right away who they were, and then eventually down the road.
So they're your champs?
No, they're just one of my four tag teams.
Okay.
I've also got Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas on the roster, so why not put the world's greatest tag team back together?
Look at that. You're bringing old teammates back together and your first two teams, okay? What's their name? Or what are they doing?
They'll just be the world's greatest. They're Shelton Benjamin
same
and Charlie Haas.
Same style as they did
Pro
before?
America. Babyfaces.
Babyface, okay.
Put him with Jack Swagger, who was also going to be a babyface, rah-rah, USA kind of guy, because that shit goes over really well down there. My third tag team is going to be Trevor Murdoch and the former Adam Rose, who is going to be going back to his Leo Kruger roots, and they're going to be known as the Bounty Hunters.
Nice. Right? I like that, yeah.
And then my fourth tag team is Colin Delaney and A.R. Fox, who typically wrestle each other on the indies. But Colin has a fantastic tag team with a dude named Cheech, who sometimes works as Cheech Hernandez in the Northeast Indies, called To Infinity and Beyond. So Colin and AR are going to be a tag team called To Infinity and Way Beyond.
Just adding an extra word?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
'Cause you can do that. Yeah. It's something Colin would do anyway.
Yeah.
He was a regular in 2CW. So Colin and I have some history, and I know him well enough to know that he would actually do that.
Okay. Yeah. So that's your four teams in the tag team division.
So in order to crown tag team champions, we're going to do like a round robin style thing where every team wrestles every other team. So you either have the potential to be 1-2 or 2-1. Mm-hmm. So the 2-2-1 tag teams will face off for the titles in the end. And I'm probably going to put them on the Jersey Devils just because you want the baby heel face.
Who's going to be the number one contender?
Oh, we're definitely sending World's Greatest Tag Team.
So those two meet in the final?
Yeah.
And then
Jersey Devils go over.
They go over. Do they cheat? Or do they win clean?
Of course they do.
All right.
And then that way you can have the two smaller tag teams, from a stature standpoint, feud with one another as well. Obviously do like the singles trade-off and blah, 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 and build to that. My plan is because I have 16 guys left, is to do a random draw.
Okay.
World title tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a random draw, and then the loser becomes the 16th seed in the TV tournament.
Okay.
And then the last person eliminated in the world title tournament gets a bye in the first round of the TV title, because there'll only be 15 guys.
Yeah. So the person who loses in the final for the heavyweight gets a bye in the first round for the TV title. Okay.
So my goal is, once again, because you want money and you want heat, is to put a heel as my world champion, and then just to to sort of give the fans a babyface to cheer for with a title, mm-hmm. I put a babyface with the TV title. And just based on, and I'll go through the rest of the guys that I have here, which is Wade Barrett, who will continue to be, you know, his real name is like Stu Downs or something.
Stu?
Yeah, his real name is Stu.
Wow.
Stewart. You got Jack Swagger, you got Damian Sandow, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Carlito, RVD, Jimmy Yang, Tajiri, Ted DiBiase Jr., Cody Rhodes, Alex Riley, Rampage Brown, King Mo, Kyle O'Reilly, who we also have to replace because
get O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Shit. And we have to replace Bennett.
I replaced Mike Bennett with Rene Dupree, second generation wrestler, part of La Resistance.
Mm-hmm. He follows us on
back
Twitter.
In the day, does he?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hi, Rene.
Hi, Rene.
But he's still really young, still really in shape. And I think the French Canadian gimmick could get a lot of heat.
Especially
like a
down
lot
in
of
Memphis.
Heat in the South. Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely.
So to replace Kyle O'Reilly, I'm going to go...
Sabu.
No, God, no. Fuck Sabu, man. Fuck him with Tammy Sitch's dick.
Oh, jeez. What about the guy Iceman or whatever? Guy
Sandman?
Sandman.
Yeah, fuck him, too. I think... Man... I'm going to go with a young baby face out of Binghamton, New York, named Sean Carr.
Oh, Binghamton, New York, and a little shout out, Sean Carr. So nobody's really seen him.
Former 2CW champion who now wrestles for fat fucking Binghamton, who I can't stand.
He's just only in Binghamton? He's like never ventured out to other stuff?
He was in the Ring of Honor Top Prospects tournament this year. Unfortunately, lost in the first round.
Ah, but that's cool that he was there.
Yeah, good dude, solid looking young baby face, and I need some squashable talent. So, I don't necessarily feel like going through the entire tournament and then the other tournament here because I feel like that just gets tiresome.
Give your final four for each. Let's do that then. So right. Start with your. So you're going to start with the final four of
the world,
and then three of those guys. I don't know if you're going to have in your final four of the other one.
We'll say. Well, for me, it's going to come down to Barrett, Sandow, RVD, just for nostalgia and because he's a name.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good to have him up there, and then just to be able to elevate someone,
yeah,
that isn't necessarily a big name. My fourth guy is going to be Rampage Brown.
Oh yeah, I love that guy that I never heard of until you said him.
So
is Rampage face heel?
No, he's a heel.
Out of those four, what are they? Face heels.
RVD is a face. Sandow is a face.
Okay.
Barrett's gonna be one of my top heels. Rampage is gonna be one of my top heels.
Okay.
So the final four for the world title will see Barrett face off with Sandow, with Barrett going over. RVD and Rampage Brown, with RVD going over with some sort of like Rampage doesn't stop beating the shit out of him moment and gets disqualified. So you've got a broken down RVD versus Barrett.
Okay.
In the finals, you know, taped ribs, ankle, whatever you want to do, some sort of injury angle. And of course, Barrett's going to go over. He's the very first and premier Patriot Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion.
All right. So Wade Barrett.
So then you've got RVD.
Okay.
He gets the bye in the first round.
Yep.
But I'm, you know, with the injury, I'm just going to let the injury thing happen and let some of the young stars go for the TV title. So my final four there, I'm also going to put Sandow there because mm-hmm. I'm trying to make him sort of the foil to Barrett. They have very similar body styles. They've worked together, so it works out really nice. And then also in there, I'm going to put Rene Dupree, who is going to work as heel. He'll be squared off with Sandow in the semifinals of that TV title tournament. And then just to kind of like stir the pot a little bit, I am going to throw Jack Swagger in there since he is a face.
Okay.
Leading world's greatest tag team, the Rah Rah America.
So your final four are Swagger?
Sandow versus Dupree, and then Swagger versus Carlito.
Okay.
Swagger over Carlito.
Dupree. I love how you said you were going to give some younger guys some love, and then all four of those guys are all like veterans.
They are, but they're younger guys in the scope that they are too young to have been exiled from the mains, and guys that didn't really get a fair shake.
Dupree's kind of old, though, isn't he? No offense, Dupree.
I think he's like in his early 30s, man. Oh, okay. He was like 20.
Really? Damn.
When he all made right, it never to mind the WWE that. That roster. So that way we can do the America versus the French Canadian, mm-hmm. Swagger versus Dupree in the final. Big hope spot, lots of falses. Looks like Dupree's going to go over and then Swagger wins. So you've got Swagger with the TV title. He's leading the charge for the American crew. And then you've got all the foreign guys on here. You know, whether it's Davey Boy Smith waving the British flag, Carlito with the Puerto Rican, Jimmy Yang, you've got Tajiri both from Japan. Rene Dupree is going to be his biggest foil with the French-Canadian thing. I've got King Mo, who I think I'm going to put with Rampage Brown and Slick Wagner Brown just to create sort of like a new version of like the Nation of Domination, with Slick being the veteran in there who can actually help both these guys. Rampage, who is still kind of green, working over in the UK, and King Mo, who is more of an MMA guy, but still has the ability to pull off some decent professional wrestling stuff, so even if it ended up being a worked shoot.
So it's more of a stable than it is, like, there's no tag team. They're not,
no,
like,
they're just three guys the same way. It's, Shelton Haas Swagger. At some point, I will probably team Jimmy Yang and Tajiri when the tag...
Yeah.
Tournament gets a little stale.
Okay, so Real quick, I just want to throw a name out there. Austin Aries is a free agent.
Not for another, like, 69 days.
But you can still sign him.
Not until his contract's up. He's not allowed to make appearances.
Yes, but you could still, like, have him. So you would wait?
Well, legally you'd have to.
Legally, okay.
And plus, like, no offense, I love Austin Aries, man. He was one of the reasons I was watching. 205. But by the same token, the stories that are coming out about him being so difficult backstage and hard to work with and everything else, I just really, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that poison in my locker room.
Yeah, which is surprising because on NXT, you never heard any of that, but then he goes up there and it's the machine. I mean, I can understand his frustration. You know, I think he's better than the 205, and you're getting like one segment a week and nobody watches your show on the network. I mean, I can understand him being pissed off.
Yeah.
You hope that you can get out of that, but their rosters, say what you want, are pretty deep, and they're starting to sign more and more people.
Yeah.
I mean, and so he probably looked at it as like, where the hell am I going to be? I'm just going to be in this 205, and you're not putting the belt on him. I mean, they wrestled that.
But he was also just injured like three different times.
Yeah, that was the
whatever,
problem.
So that's it for me. So what I'm going to do.
So run down your champions. Your tag team champions are?
The Jersey Devils, which consist of Nick Dinsmore, the former Eugene, and Rob Conway under masks. Excuse me, just choked on my own spit there. TV champion, man. Jack Swagger. And World Heavyweight Champion Wade Barrett. So next week, you do the same thing.
Yep, but real quick.
Hang on.
And
then I will have my first card.
Yeah.
With titles completely laid out. So you'll do your quick synopsis, how you're going to do your champions. I'll lay out my first card the following week when we come back. You'll lay out your first card, and we'll compare the two, see how it goes, and then we'll have all our features as well.
So do you want to say who the number one contender is for each one, like who they face in the card?
Well, I feel like with...
Or do you hold an off on that?
I'd like to do... I don't want to give away what my first card's going to be.
Okay, that gives it away.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say that we will continue the feud between Jack Swagger and Rene Dupree for the TV title, and we will most certainly continue World's Greatest Tag Team versus the Jersey Devils, but I've got this idea in mind that I've had since... I was actually booking an organization for the world title situation.
Okay. Awesome. All right, so next week it's my shindig. Lastly, you won the predictions for Great Balls of Fire.
So you owe me a hot dog?
No. Oh, okay, fine.
From Burger King. They're only 79 cents now.
Burger King serves hot dogs?
They do.
Wow, okay, done. You beat me by one. You picked Braun, I picked Roman, and that was literally the only difference we had. No, I said I listened back. I said Braun should win. I think he does win, but for whatever reason they always have Roman go over, so I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good pay-per-view.
It wasn't bad. I mean, honest, it was just one of those things where like I got super bored by the tag match. Like, I loved the beginning of it, and then it just dragged.
Well, the problem is they had that clock up there, and so you know that nothing's really going to happen until, like, the last 10 to 5 minutes.
Tell me how cool that first fall was, though.
The first fall was awesome.
I've never seen that before, and I was just like, oh, my God, did they just do something cool?
Well, not only that, but I also liked how they went up, like, 3-1 or 4-1 or whatever it was.
They were 3-0 at
3-0. I liked that. I was just like, okay, so now we got to see him come back. I thought the ending was pretty badass,
Matt
too.
Matt Hardy got jacked.
Oh, dude, his eye was disgusting, and he still went. And when Hardy looks like he's going to win it, and then Cesaro's the one that actually got tagged on the outside and won it, I thought that was pretty...
Inventive, but
the last 5 minutes were really good.
Of that match was just
100%.
Yeah. And the women's match, of course.
I disagree. I think the Sasha.
I took a
Bliss,
shit in the shower while it was going on, man.
Dude, that's your girl.
I know. I just like looking at her, though. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, about. And you got to see a whole bunch of her. Listen, the match was really good. I really like the storyline between these two, and then what Sasha did after. Did you see that off the announce? So they go up the ramp.
Oh, I did. I saw the replay of it.
Dude, there was no padding under that. That was straight off the announcer's table, the knee, the double knee, you know, over the shoulder. That's a nasty bump for both. Yeah. That's impressive, man. These women are bringing it. I like that match. I thought it was. I have a confession to make. I thought it was a pretty good match.
There you go.
And then the Joe and Brock was.
It was solid.
I want to watch those two fight like every pay per view. I could watch those two fight. It looks and feels so real.
Oh, they're very stiff with one another.
Yeah, but I mean, like they really don't like each other. But then, you know, Brock said that he was. I guess Brock was ecstatic with the Joe match after the pay per view when like went up to Joe and said that was like one of the best I've had. So, and I'm telling you, man, after Raw, I think it's going to be a fatal four-way at SummerSlam. I think you're going to have those four. I said it would be a three-way, but it's got to be a fatal four-way.
I don't think so.
What do you think it's going to be? You think it's going to be Joe?
Strowman.
There's no way, Strowman. You think Strowman versus Brock?
Yep.
You can't because he has to take down Roman.
He already did.
Yeah, but the dude put him in and hit him in the back of a truck with an ambulance. You've got to have some kind of follow-up with that. Yeah. And then the way Joe comes out and the way he loses where it was, like, just sudden, and he's coming back, I think it'll be a – it's either that or it's going to be another Roman Braun. I'm saying Hell in a Cell match. And then
– no, they won't do Hell in a Cell.
Brock Joe.
SummerSlam.
I don't know. That card, they say they want to make SummerSlam, like – the second Mania. And
from what I've heard, they're looking more to Survivor Series for the big card than they are SummerSlam this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Either way, I don't see it being Roman versus Brock because that's supposed to be the Mania. I don't think they want to give that away yet.
We shall see.
We shall. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Did you watch any New Japan?
My DVR fucked me, man.
It didn't record any of it?
No, I had it, and then my DirecTV service went out because there was a spider colony. So they had to replace
spiders, not
everything.
Ants.
Yeah. So yeah, I found it online.
Okay.
And I've bookmarked it, and that's probably going to be my evening after I get done this Chiefs game this afternoon.
Awesome, man. All right. Well, let me know. We'll talk about that next week. Get a hot dog, Burger King style.
Mm-mm.
All right. You can follow us.
Ballpark style, bitch.
Ballpark. By the way, did you see that about your hot dog? Speaking of hot dogs, did you see that huge thing that came out today?
No.
Was it Hoffman's or Sabrat's? Came out and 7 tons of hot dogs that were sold between March and July. Oh, yes. It was the Sabrat. How do you say that?
Yeah.
Sabrat hot dogs. More than 7 million pounds of hot dogs recalled.
I don't eat those anyway.
If you eat some Sabrat hot dogs out there, make sure
you're going to turn into fancy Jamie glued to the toilet.
You might die. So, all right, man.
So
you can
tune
follow
in next week.
You can follow us on Twitter at B Show Wrestling. Look us up on Facebook. Hit us up. We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Peace. All right. See you next week. Bye bye. Go away now.
I love
for
you.
Real.
I love you.
We're done.
Let's just keep going.
It's over.
It's never over.
Hit stop already.
Dude, I can't hit stop.
Not you. Them.
They want to keep listening. They love our voices.
I don't know why.
Hot dogs for life.
How you doing? We're really done now.